Talking about the above, mission above, gistrash of a mikvah. The hitzvubah is a kid. If you have a broken klichar that is floating on the surface of a mikvah, and water from the mikvah was in the broken klichar, and the water that's in the broken klichar is connected to the mikvah through the broken area, and you took a kli that's tummy and you immersed it into the water that's in the gistra. Taru me tumasan, avotmeim algav klichar. The kli that you immersed in the water that's inside the gistra has now become tar from its original tumah. And the water inside the gistra, since it's connected to the mikvah, would be matar the kli. But the kli has become tummy again from the kli charet. This gistra was tummy. So therefore, even though the water inside the gistra is connected to the mikvah and will be matar the kli that you immersed in it, but the kli, when you pick it up from the water, becomes tummy again from the kli charet. Even if it doesn't come into contact with the actual kli charet, but the kli charet is matami be'aviro, anything that's in its airspace. So when you lift the kli out of the water, it is now in the airspace of the kli charis, and since that kli charis is tame, it will now make that kli tame again. So even though the original tumah is gone, and now has a new tumah from the kli charis. Now even though one kli cannot be metame, it's different kli. But since when you lifted this kli that was tame out of the water, it is wet. And a kli charis could be metame mashkin, it would be metame any liquid that's in its airspace. So the klicharis would be metame the liquid that's on the kli, and that liquid will go ahead and be metame the kli. As the rabbanon will guide you, that mashkin liquid that is tame is metame a kli. So therefore, the klicharis is metame the liquid that's on the kli that you put inside the gistra, and that liquid that is on that kli will be metame the kli, and it becomes tame. Hayu amayin safim al gabav kol shehein tahir. But if the gistra was totally submerged into the mikvah, so that there was water on top of the gistra was totally in the water. In such a case, when you're mindful of a kli that's tummy into the water of the gistra, that kli would become completely tar. In this case, the kli charis will not be metame the kli, as it can't be metame the liquid that's on that kli, since that liquid is attached to the mikvah. And when you lift up that kli out of the mikvah, it's no longer in the airspace of the kli charis, and the kli charis will not be able to be metame it at all. Mayin ayotze min atano v'yarat v'tava v'tocha o hutar v'yadav t'meos. A spring that runs right through an oven. An earthenware oven that is tummy. It was placed above a spring, and the spring runs right through the oven. And a person who was tummy went into the oven to immerse himself in the spring that was going through the oven. That person who immersed himself in the spring becomes tahar, the spring would be matar him, but his hands are tummy. And since the kli charis is tummy, and the airspace of a kli charis is mitame, so therefore his hands become tummy, even though the person himself would not become tummy. As a tanor, which is a kli charis, cannot be metame a person, but it could be metame his hands, midrabanan. So therefore, even though he becomes tahar from the spring, but his hands become tame from the oven, since his hands are in the airspace of the oven. But if the oven was totally submerged into the spring, so that the spring ran above the oven by the height of his hands, in such a case, when he immersed himself in the oven, even if his hands become tahar. And even though when he immersed himself in the oven was metame his hands. But since the spring ran above the oven by the amount of the height of his hands, when he picked up his hands above the oven, his hands became tar from the spring that was running above the oven. As when he lifted up his hands out of the airspace of the oven, his hands were still in the spring, and that part of the spring would be metar his hands. So even though his hands were momentarily tummy when he immersed himself in the oven, they become tar when he lifts up his hands out of the oven. To connect to mikvot, you need an opening the size of a shfulferes handot, the tube that is inserted into a leather flask. In other words, if you have a mikvot that has less than 40 saw, it is not kosher since it has less than the minimum amount of water that is needed. But if it's connected to a mikvot that does have 40 saw, it would be kosher. What is the size of the connection? What is the size of the opening that connects it to mikvot? The size is for Ferris Hanod, Keovia Ukechalala, Kishte Atpos, Chosros Limkomen. It needs to have the thickness and the interior space of a Shfoferis Hanod. And what is the interior space? The amount of space that would allow two fingers to move easily in that space, if the opening that connects the two mikvot is the size that allows two fingers to move easily in the opening, then the two mikvahs are considered connected, and even the mikvah that has less than 40 saw is a kosher mikvah, and you can immerse things that are tummy in that mikvah. Safek kishpoferes anot. Safek she'ena kishpoferes anot. psula, mipnei shehi min haTorah. If you have a suffix, whether the opening that connects the two mikvot is the side of a spherus anode or not, that suffix is ruled as being possible. Because to immerse something that's tummy in a mikvah is min haTorah. Min haTorah, you have to immerse something that's tummy in a mikvah. So therefore, if you have a suffix, you have to rule it stringently. As when you have a suffix on something that's min haTorah, it is ruled stringently. V'chein kezayis min hametz, u'kezayis min ha'avela, u'ke'adasha min hasher. The same would be true if we have a suffix, whether we have a kezayis from a mates, or a kezayis from an avela, or ke'adasha min hasher, the size of a lentil from a shirt, as these are the sizes that are needed to be mitame. And if we have a suffix, whether you have the size of a zayis or an adasha, the suffix is ruled stringently for the same reason as the suffix min haTorah. As min haTorah, these things are mitame, so when you have a suffix, whether you have the shear or not, that is ruled stringently. But the Mefarshim explained that we only rule the suffix stringently in Rishus HaYachid. But in Rishus HaRabim, if there's a suffix in a Rishus HaRabim, in a public domain, whether we have the sufficient shear to be mitame, that suffix is ruled leniently, as we learn out from the Torah that a suffix tumah of Rishus HaRabim is ruled as being tar. Kol sheyamod kishpoferes hanod mimata. Anytime you have something that blocks up the opening that the size of kishpoferes hanod, it would diminish the size. Meaning to say, if something got stuck in the opening between two mikvahs, and the opening was exactly the size of a shpoferes hanod, the thing that is stuck in there would diminish the size, and the opening would no longer be big enough to connect the two mikvahs, since there's something inside of it that diminishes the size. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Kol Shehu Mibriyas HaMayim Tar. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said, if the thing that got stuck in the opening is something that originates from the water, such as water insect that originated from the water, such a thing would not diminish the size. As since it originated from the water, it does not block the connection of the water that connects the two mikvahs, and we look at it as if it was not there at all, and it doesn't diminish the size from this Shpoferes HaNod.